Now it's my pleasure to welcome Connor Dalgard to the radio. Hi, Connor.
Hello.
Nice to have you with us. You are a World Affairs Council of Pittsburgh Youth Voice and Innovation Fellow, and I'm so glad you're able to be with us today. We'll talk about the 51st Annual World Affairs Institute for Student Leaders taking place November 16th. Tell me a little bit about yourself, though. How did you get involved with the World Affairs Council?
Yes, thank you for having me. I got involved with the World Affairs Council through some of my other advocacy work with mental health, and I'm so happy that I did. I've been a fellow for 2 months now, and it's a year-long commitment, and I've been doing some amazing work in speaking engagement.
Where do you go to school?
I'm a senior at West Allegheny High School.
And you mentioned mental health advocacy, and in addition, working at World Affairs Council is a kind of advocacy you're doing as well for better education and understanding of world affairs. What got you interested in trying to help advocate for others?
Yeah, I mean, I just think to build a just world for all, it's important to just raise awareness as a whole. I think that a lot of times people say, yes, we can raise awareness, but we don't actually take that step to actually do it. So that's where I feel like I come in with Youth Voice and things like that and getting teens involved and just better knowledge about the world as a whole.
What year are you in now?
I'm a senior.
Have you thought about what you might want to do after high school?
Yes, I've been applying to colleges right now, and I'm applying as a psychology major. I think that that aligns really well with all of my mental health advocacy work, but is also a very versatile degree that you can go many directions with.
Yeah, sounds like you really have given a lot of thought to things, and I admire the compassion and empathy that you have, Connor. Now, tell us a little bit. I know you are the co-facilitator of the Youth Voice and Innovation. As the Youth Voice and Innovation Fellow, the event is November 16th. It's virtual. It's free. It's open to all high school students and educators. What will happen that day? This is the 51st event of its type. What can people expect?
Yes, so you might be wondering what the session and the Institute is going to be all about. And the answer is Afghanistan and current affairs in the Middle East. Students all submitted topics, and we as the design committee, which was also made up of students, chose which topic we felt would be the most beneficial for everyone to gain a broader understanding of. So with that being said, the World Affairs Institute will feature in-depth sessions and interactive workshops with experts and activists surrounding three key themes that we identified in the design committee, those being foreign policy, human rights, and journalism. But beyond those themes, we hope that you will learn more about Afghanistan with topics like daily life for people living there, as well as some different careers that people interested in affairs can attain.
Once you get those suggestions from peers, it must be, not certainly challenging, but also it's quite an obligation to follow up on trying to develop programming that meets those requests. After all, that's what people stated they wanted to learn about. How do you go about doing that once you get the agenda set?
Yes, so we really stress youth-adult partnership here at the council. So because the World Affairs Council is, established in 1931, we've been lucky enough to have so many different connections with the community here in Pittsburgh and beyond. And we actively look to that community for speakers and all the help that we can get to develop the best programs that we possibly can.
It's really a remarkable effort. I was at the website the other day looking at the agenda for the November 16th program and also looking at the theory of change. that Betty Cruz and the team at World Affairs Council have put together, and it's got to be remarkable for you to be engaged in that way. Afghanistan is one of the key themes, and what's the other did you mention?
Yeah, so the Institute as a whole focuses on Afghanistan, and underneath that kind of umbrella, we hope to have sessions on foreign policy, human rights, and journalism.
Okay, that's what I thought those were the programs as well. I wanted to be sure I got that right. Journalism is a big one these days with freedom of speech issues, as well as just being able to tell truth from fiction. Do you find a lot of people talk about adults not being able to separate fact and editorial? Do you find that to be the case among your peers too? I don't want you to call anybody out, but I'm curious whether you think it's pervasive at all age levels from what you can tell.
Yes, I mean, I think that we consume content constantly without even realizing it at some point. So I think in a lot of cases that content can become our whole lives. And because of things like that, when we design this institute, the design committee, we look to make it very innovative. So we want to have multiple paths that different people can take depending on, you know, what they already know about Afghanistan. So, for example, if I felt, you know, yes, I don't know very much, or I feel like journalism is very pervasive and I can't separate the real from the fake with what's presented about Afghanistan, I could choose to go to the youth and adult co-led path. On the other hand, if I'm participating as part of a classroom, because that's something that the Institute has historically had classrooms joining, we can have a classroom session about how you can actually look for real news in a world of fake news, air quotes. And, you know, also we want to really emphasize that adults can sometimes hinder students' learning, and maybe students feel afraid to share ideas when adults are present or feel like they need to hold back. So with that being said, we also have youth-only tracks where the breakout rooms will have only adolescents participating in them, so we can ultimately participate in the most meaningful way as possible.
Connor, how many people are on the planning committee? How many youth in addition to yourself?
I would say that we had six other people on the planning committee.
What a great job you've done. This is Youth Voice and Innovation Fellow Connor Daugard from West Allegheny High School. This event is November 16th. It's virtual, and it's open to all high school students and teachers. It's the 51st Annual World Affairs Institute for Student Leaders. We did put a link to the registration page. What are the hours for the event?
Yes, the Institute will run from 7:30 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon, so a full school day.
I was going to say, it's a school day. It's a Tuesday, and I hope folks will get involved. It's I'm sure it would be nicer were it face-to-face, but it's a safe way to do it. And in some ways, you might get a more eclectic and broad-based group attending, given that it's virtual.
That's totally true. If you want more information also, you can visit worldpittsburgh.org/WAI-51. And just spread the word, because the more students that we have at the Institute, the more perspectives that we'll bring to the table, and ultimately the more people we'll have with a basis of knowledge about Afghanistan.
Excellent. That's worldpittsburgh.org/WA51. Did I get that right?
WAI.
WAI for World Affairs Institute 51. Thank you so much, Connor. Anything else you'd like to add?
I think that's all, but I look forward to seeing you all there.
Great. Thanks so much, and keep in touch. I really want to wish you the best for continued success. I admire what you're doing. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Take care. That's Connor Daugard. And again, you can go to worldpittsburgh.org slash WAI51 to learn more about the 51st Annual World Affairs Institute for Student Leaders.